The words of our text are found in the second part of John 19, verse 30. John 19, the 30th verse, second part. These words, it is finished. It is finished. And these words, beloved, in the original, constitute just one word. Just like the immediately preceding cross utterance is one word in the Greek. So this word, which is the basis of my text and of my sermon tonight, is just one word. It is finished. And to tell the truth, I preached on this more than once in the past when we treated the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to tell the truth once more, the older I get, the more I hesitate to preach exactly on this one word of Scripture. It is finished. And when you come to think of it, that one word is so perfect as to form in every sense of the word. It's so extensive in its meaning, and is so intense in its nature that one hesitates to even say a few words about this marvelous passage of Holy Writ, this marvelous crossword of the Lord. You know, no human being could ever say anything like this just before he died. I don't expect to say anything like that when I confront the end of my present life. No human being can ever do utter anything of the kind. Only the Son of God in the flesh, the perfectly obedient servant of the Lord, could say this, and say it in every sense of the word. It is finished. It is complete. It is perfect. It has reached the purpose and the end. You know that the Lord spoke His word immediately before He gave up the ghost, immediately before He died. In fact, the four last cross words were spoken undoubtedly in very quick succession. As I told you, the Sunday night 2 weeks ago, I think, the crosswords were divided into two parts. The first three were addressed to others, to the Father with His own in mind when the Lord prays, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To the penitent thief on the cross, whom He promises salvation, and to His mother and to John. These three crosswords were spoken during the first 3 hours of the crucifixion. Then the darkness set in at noon.
At noon.
And from noon till almost 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Till almost the moment that Jesus died, he spoke not again.
Not again.
Not one word was heard from the cross.
From the cross.
In those three hours
of darkness.
And then, at the end, when the Lord reached, as is evident from his outcry, the very depths of his suffering, and of bearing the wrath and curse of God, he uttered four more cross words, but in very quick succession. First there was the outcry, My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was the end.
That was the depth
of Jesus' suffering.
Of course.
And then immediately after that, Jesus evidently arose from the depths, the deepest depth of his suffering and agony, so that he paid attention once more to his bodily suffering. And he said, I thirst. And when they had given him the vinegar, and he tasted of it, the Lord said, it is finished. And thereupon, he gave up the ghost, saying, Father, into thy hand, that I command my spirit. Notice this word of the cross. It is finished. As I say, one word, one simple word of the Greek. That has to have our attention tonight. And I will try to speak a few words about this momentous outcry, momentous cross utterance of Jesus. When I speak to you on all finished, and ask,
what is finished?
How is it finished? And what is the significance of its being finished? First of all, then,
what is finished?
In the first place, beloved, let me once more explain
that one word
that occurs here in the Greek.
The word finish,
it doesn't really express the true meaning of it.
I like
the Dutch word. The translation in Dutch much better. And that translation of the Dutch represents the meaning of what the Lord said in this sixth cross word much better than the English. It is vollbracht. It is vollbracht. It is fully accomplished. That's really the meaning. And that's the meaning of the original word. And it is emphasized by the very form in which this word here in the Greek occurs. As I say, the word in the original as such means complete. Fully
accomplished.
Perfect. To the end, in the sense of the fact, that the purpose of something is reached. That is really the meaning of the word. But the way it is read here in the original, in its form in which it occurs, emphasizes that meaning. Really, it reads in the original, it has been accomplished. It, no, even that does not express it. In the original, you really read, it just has been accomplished. It just has been accomplished. An immediate path that has been perfect. In the immediate past, the end has come. The end, and not in the sense of time, man, but in the sense that the purpose has been reached. And so the question is, what has been accomplished? What has been done? What has been finished? What does Jesus mean? And beloved, there is one thing that makes it difficult for this particular word of the cross to explain and to preach on. Because we can say in one word everything. Everything has been accomplished. At this moment. On this third hour, or ninth hour, according to Roman time, on this ninth hour, on the cross, and the year 33 AD, everything, has been accomplished. There's nothing left. Everything. I can enumerate a few things. What has been accomplished is, that's what the Lord means in general. What has been accomplished is the promise. The promise has been accomplished. Has been fulfilled. The promise has been fulfilled. What is the promise? The promise is the Word of God that began in paradise. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise its heel. That promise had been repeated and repeated and repeated in the old dispensation, and every possible form has been repeated by prophets and teachers and seers, has been repeated in sacrifice and temple and altar, and it is to that promise, to the crushing of the head of the serpent, to the victory of the seed of the woman, that the Lord undoubtedly has a reference when he says, it is finished. It is accomplished. The promise of the old dispensation, the promise thou hast made, the promise of salvation, which thou hast made of old, has now been finished. Has been accomplished. Has been fulfilled. So that nothing is left of that promise that must still be fulfilled. The head of the serpent is crushed forever. And thy people, the people of God, are saved. That's one aspect. You could say, what has been finished, what has been accomplished, what has been completed and perfected. Everything, to that everything belongs, that the end of the law has come. It's finished. The end of the law. Christ is the end of the law. According to Scripture. That is, it is, Christ is the end of the law in the sense that the whole law looks to him. The whole law of the old dispensation in all its line,
in all its line,
looks to Christ,
looks to Christ,
and looks particularly,
to
the cross,
to the cross,
and the resurrection,
and
principally,
and
to the cross,
to the cross.
That end of the law,
end of the law,
had just been accomplished.
Had just been accomplished.
The temple, the altar, the priest, the prophet, the king, all the shadows of the old dispensation had been accomplished in the sense, beloved, not that they had been done away with, but that they had been realized. Reality had come.
Reality had come.
That had been accomplished.
That had been accomplished.
The real temple.
The real temple.
Had now been built.
Had now been built.
Just at this moment.
Just at this moment.
Had been built. The real altar.
The real altar.
Erected. The real prophet, priest, and king had been realized. All the shadows of the old dispensation had been accomplished, perfected. At this very moment,
at this very moment,
it has been finished. So we go on.
So we go on.
The covenant of God,
the covenant
had been realized.
Had been realized.
The everlasting covenant of God with His people in Jesus Christ, our Lord. That covenant had been established. The covenant of friendship. Between the triune God and His people in Christ Jesus had been perfect at this very moment.
Sin had been
removed.
Death
had been overcome.
Death had been overcome.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life
had been accomplished just at this moment.
That's
the meaning. The meaning of the sixth cross word of the Lord is the serpent's head had been crushed. The shadows had been realized. The end of the law had come. The covenant of God had been established.
Sin and death
had been destroyed.
Everlasting life
had been brought to light.
Brought
everlasting
to
life and glory, the tabernacle of God. It has been finished.
It has been finished
at this moment.
At this moment. Probably, beloved,
we can say a little more about this yet. You can go on speaking about this, the contents of what has been finished. I cannot do that tonight.
I cannot do that tonight.
But I want to call your attention.
But I want to call your attention
to one more item.
To one more
in this word of Jesus.
In this word of Jesus.
You must remember.
You must remember
that here.
That here
we have. Not a mere statement.
Not a mere,
objective statement.
Not a mere objective statement.
But we have here.
But we have here
a cross utterance.
A cross utterance.
That is the wonder of it.
That is the wonder of it.
We must not forget that.
We must not forget that.
We must not forget
that
all these
utterances
come from Jesus' soul.
They have their origin
in His consciousness as the suffering servant of the Lord
on the cross.
Don't forget that.
That's
true, of course, with all the
cross.
That's true of the first one.
Father,
forgive them,
Father,
for they know not what they do,
as
its origin and Jesus so loving his elect. The same is true of his word to the penitent thief. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Another word of the suffering servant of the Lord, revealing his love to his own. The same is true of the word with which Jesus takes farewell of his mother and of all his earthly relations. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. That becomes more emphatically true with the last cross words of Jesus, the last fall. My God, why hast thou forsaken? That is wrung. Wrung from the very soul of the mediator. And that means, of course, that he entered into the very depth of hell and felt and actually was forsaken of God because of his elect for whom he suffered. That is also true of this cross. We mustn't forget that. In other words, we must really ask from the viewpoint of Jesus, consciously, at that very moment, what does it mean in his mouth, in his mind, when he said, "It is finished"? Let's try to think about that. What did Jesus mean? He meant, beloved, in the first place, undoubtedly. I finished all that thou, Father, gavest me to do. That's included. In other words, to analyze that, it means especially with a view to Jesus' suffering. I finished the bearing of the burden of thy wrath. That is now finished. Completely finished. That's what Jesus meant to say. For 33 years, from the very day of my birth in Bethlehem, I came under thy wrath and bore
it.
I sustained it.
I bore it all my life long.
The bearing of thy wrath almost became impossible for me. So that I had to cry out, My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now it is finished.
The wrath is finished.
I'm under thy wrath no more. What does that mean? That means, beloved, another hour. Jesus was under the wrath of God. Because of sin. Not of his own sin, very well, we'll come to that prison. But nevertheless, he was under the wrath of God because of sin. God's curse is upon the sinner. And that curse which is upon the sinner was upon Jesus because of sin. And in the third place, beloved, that means that the Lord means that here. He means that here. He means to say, all my life long, until a few moments ago, until the moment when I cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I was conscious of thy wrath and of thy curse upon me. I was conscious of it. I was conscious of it. Because I stood in the place of sinners.
I stood in the place of sinners.
I was conscious of that. In the third place, beloved.
In the third place.
It means, this is, it is finished. Means that Christ meant to say here, it's all so accomplished that thy justice is satisfied against sin.
Thy justice is satisfied against sin.
It is finished.
It is finished.
Thy justice. The justice of God. The justice of God that demands that God rewards evil with evil. The curse with sin. And good with good. Life. And favor. Upon them that know and love him.
Upon them that know
just the justice of God over against sin had been satisfied. And the Lord means to say this, beloved.
The Lord means to say
and that's why it's so important, so extremely important for us to hear this cross word from the lips of Jesus. We must hear it tonight. We must hear it as the voice of Jesus speaking to you, beloved. Speaking to you and to me. You must hear that. Jesus means to say, a moment ago, I have. Oh, I'll say this a little differently. A moment ago, I am perfectly conscious.
I,
the Christ, the Son of God of the flesh. I am perfectly conscious that the satisfaction of the justice of God has been accomplished so that there is nothing left. Hear that, beloved? Hear the voice of Jesus say here from the cross. He still said that.
He still said that.
That's not a word that was spoken only for a moment at the cross. That's an eternal word, beloved, an eternal word of God. But from the cross, do you hear that word of Jesus say to you? The justice of God. Against sin
of God
has been perfectly accomplished so that there is nothing left of it. And that's in this course.
And therefore,
subjectively, Jesus meant to say, beloved,
at this moment,
I am conscious of the fact that in all the bearing of the wrath of God
throughout my life,
I have made a perfect sacrifice. For I bore that wrath of God. I bore that curse of God. I bore all the suffering,
all the suffering even of hell,
the intense suffering of all everlasting hell, as it were compressed in one moment. I bore it all in obedience. and the love of God. I love God when He was angry with me, when He caused me to suffer, when He cast me down into hell. I loved Him. I loved Him because of His righteousness and holiness. I loved Him because I knew that His wrath must be upon the sinner. That's exactly that was accomplished. And that's what Jesus means to say here. Oh, of course, everything is finished. Everything is finished. Everything. But centrally, beloved, centrally, this is finished. The suffering of Jesus Christ, in which He bore the wrath of God. In which He willingly bore that wrath of God. In which He subjected His mighty shoulders to the burden of the curse of God as a sacrifice for sin, and put that sacrifice upon the altar of the love of God, the deepest hell. That has been accomplished. It's finished.
That has been accomplished. It's finished.
That's finished. That's also the answer to the question, beloved. How is that finished? How is all this work of the Lord finished? You understand, of course. In a way, you could probably say, but that wasn't quite true. All isn't finished yet. Not at this moment. Maybe you could say everything was not finished.
Maybe you could say,
in regard to Jesus Christ Himself.
In regard to Jesus Christ Himself.
Not everything. Jesus has still to descend into the grave.
Jesus has still to descend into the grave.
He has still to be raised from the dead on the third day.
Be raised from the dead on the third day.
Still to ascend into heaven. And
be
seated at the right hand of God
before
all is finished. He still has to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit before everything is finished regarding Christ. He still has to come again, as we said this morning. That also belongs to Christ. It isn't finished, you see. It isn't quite finished. That must all still be accomplished. True enough. Still more, beloved.
Still more.
The head of the serpent is crushed, all right.
The head of the serpent is crushed,
all right. But it doesn't look that way yet.
But it doesn't look that
the
way.
The serpent is still working. The devil is still roaring about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Death and hell are still working. Death and hell are not overcome yet. The enemies are not overcome yet. Antichrist must still come. All that belongs to the work of Christ. Is it finished? Still more. Even regarding the church, the things are not finished at the cross. Christ must still send the gospel to every nation to whom He pleases to send it. He must still call all His people from the four winds of heaven into the church, His body. He must still apply all the blessings of salvation to His people. It isn't finished, you say. Beloved, that's all true. Nevertheless, I maintain that although all this must still be accomplished, principally, it is all finished at this very moment.
It is all finished.
The death of Jesus Christ.
The death.
The blood of the cross is the principle. of the accomplishment of all things in heaven and on earth. You know, that is so beautifully expressed in our confession. May I read a little part of it, please?
May I read
that bears on this very question? What I want to say, what I want to press on you, beloved, is this. I want to apply pretty soon. This one thing. The cross of Jesus Christ. We enter into a perfect work. To which nothing can ever be added. To put it a little different. When Jesus said here, it is finished. He meant to say, beloved, it is so principally finished. I principally died for all the elect. I so completely removed all the curse of God for them. God in his righteousness must raise me from the dead. He must do that. It is finished. That presently God must fulfill his promise to me, to Christ, and take me into glory at the right hand of the majesty of heaven. He must do that. Because it is finished. He must do that, beloved. He must give me the promise of the Holy Spirit. Through whom I may apply all the blessings of salvation to all my individual elect. In the world, so that I can gather my church from the whole world. God must do that. Humanly speaking, he can't help it. His righteousness demands it. It is finished. That is so beautifully expressed in the canons to which I just I'd like to call your attention just a moment. This is our confession. You ought to know that confession. It's beautiful. This is Article 8 of the second chapter of the canon. Listen. For this was the sovereign counsel and most gracious will and purpose of God the Father, that the quickening and saving efficacy of the most precious death of his Son. Notice that. The quickening and saving efficacy of Christ's death. Where'd that come from? Should extend to all the elect. Not to all. That was part of the whole thing. It is finished. It is finished. For whom? For all. Then nothing is finished, beloved. Then nothing is finished. If it's so, that Christ calls from the cross. It is finished. My death is finished. The curse is finished. The atonement is finished. My suffering is finished. The satisfaction of God's justice is finished. And now, it's up to you that nothing is finished. Nothing. But that's not the case. It is finished. It's completely finished. Finished for all, but not for all men. Finished for those whom the Father had given to Jesus Christ our Lord. He died on the cross, not for himself. He couldn't die for himself. He died on the cross, however, for sin.
He died on the
not for his own sin. He had no sin.
Not for his own sin.
He died for sin, beloved, not in general.
He died
for the sin of those whom the Father had given him. It is finished. When Christ said it is finished, he meant to say, it is finished for me and for them. It is finished perfectly. For me and for those whom the Father had given me. Because for them I died. For them I laid my life
for the sheep.
I did it. It's finished. Now listen.
I did it.
That the saving efficacy of the most precious death of his Son should extend to all the elect. In what way? In this way. For bestowing upon them alone the gift of justifying faith. Thereby to bring them infallibly to salvation. That is, it was the will of God that Christ, by the blood of the cross, whereby he confirmed the new covenant, should effectually redeem out of every people, tribe, nation and language. All those and those only who were from eternity chosen to salvation and given to him by the Father. It is finished. Don't you see? It is finished for all the elect. Finished for all the Father had given him before the foundation of the world. Finished, beloved, there, at the cross, on Calvary. There it was finished.
On Calvary.
There it was finished for all
the Father had given. For all.
There it was perfectly.
There,
there is no more wrath. Ever since that word was spoken, there is no more wrath for them.
There is no more wrath.
There is no more curse
for them. There is no more.
It is finished. Believe that.
It is finished.
Believe.
Believe
you hear that word, beloved? There's no more condemnation
for them
ever since this word was spoken. Believe that. You hear that word of the gospel, that word of Jesus Christ. It is finished. Finished by Christ. Finished for me. Perfectly
for me.
That's the question. And notice that he should, notice,
said he should.
Christ has done all, you know. Christ has done all.
Christ
has received from the Father. When he said it was finished, it also implied that he received from the Father the right to do this. The right to do this. Listen. That he should confer upon them faith. And he does that. That's why we believe. That's why we believe. Weak or strong, small or great, that is why we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has conferred upon us the faith. Is that true? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved? Oh, I can say to you, believe, believe, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Believe.
Perfectly all right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
But I ask you, as a church of our Lord Jesus Christ, you hear that?
As a church of our Lord Jesus,
you hear that?
You hear that?
He has received from the Father.
He has.
At the moment when he said this, it is finished. He received from the Father the right to confer upon you and me faith. True? Listen. Which together with all the other saving gifts of the Holy Spirit, he purchased for them by his death. Don't you see? The principle is right here. That's what I want to call your attention to, brother. When Christ said it is finished, he meant to say to you and to the Father, Father, I have so satisfied all things. I have so satisfied thy justice that I expect and may expect from thee the right to give me the power to bestow faith and all the saving benefits of salvation upon my people in time. That's what he does. That's why I say, oh yeah, indeed, Christ had to finish many things yet. But principally, beloved, principally, the cross is the finish of all things. The cross is the right of God. The cross is the right which Christ receives from God to bestow all the blessings of salvation upon his people. It is accomplished forevermore. And that is why I say, beloved, you can add nothing to it. You can add nothing to it. That meant it is finished.
That meant
don't come with your own work to add something to this finished work of Christ. It is finished. Don't come with even with your own piety. As if that could add something to this finished work of Christ. Don't come with your own religiousness. Nothing to do with it, beloved. It is finished.
Nothing to do with it, beloved.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, because it is finished. By all means, don't come with your conditions.
By all means, don't come with your conditions.
You must come unconditionally, beloved, to receive by the faith that Christ implants in your heart. By that faith, all the unconditional blessings of salvation,
all the unconditional
without condition, there are no conditions in the finished work of Christ. It is finished. All you do, yes, must do. Do,
yes, must do,
and must do.
Do,
do, beloved, because as a believer in Jesus Christ, you can never do anything else. And the unbeliever can never do it.
And the unbeliever can never do it.
All you can ever do, I believe, is go to the cross and hear the word of Jesus, which he speaks through the gospel to you and to me. My son, my daughter, it is finished. Nothing is left forever.
Nothing is left.
No condemnation. No death.
No condemnation.
No fear.
No death.
Life everlasting.
No fear.
In the covenant.
Life
of the Lord our God with you.
In the covenant.
It is finished.
Lord our God with you.
Amen. We thank thee, Lord, for thy finished work.
For thy finished work.
We pray that thou so speak thy word unto us as we heard it in this evening hour. And that even in the days of the week we may hear it. And may be comforted and receive the completely finished work of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Completely finished work of
and rejoice in thy salvation forevermore.
And rejoice
Amen.
In thy salvation.